listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim Tarantine here, happy to be with my partner in podcasting, Amanda Harrison. And Amanda, you had a great conversation with another leader. Tell us about that.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, this week I spoke with Jeff Stark. He is with Brodel & Partner and is in charge of their Chicago office's tax department. So they've got 7 offices in the United States and operate in 46 countries around the world. So a global company, very impressive work. Jeff began his professional career at Arthur Andersen. He's a member of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. So Jeff is a tax guy, and he is really, really good at what he does. You're going to hear that come through on today's conversation. You'll also hear a little bit about Jeff's personal interest. He is a big University of Notre Dame fan, so that will come through as well. And I think you are going to enjoy every word he says. So take a listen.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
We are excited too. So we're going to jump right in. What are 3 things everyone should know about you?
I think the first 3 things that everybody needs to know about me is, one, I'm a huge college football fan. I love the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, so I'm a big fan there. Second of all, I love to travel. I actually just returned from a trip to Europe and Asia. I visited Moscow for the first time and had a wonderful time there. And finally, the third thing is that I knew right from the start going into college that I wanted to be an accountant. So I think, you know, a lot of people often waver and haven't decided, and it takes them a while to make their final decision. But I knew right from the get-go that accounting was going to be the place that I wanted to end up. So I think that was kind of a unique situation.
Excellent. Well, off to a good start. I love college football and traveling too. So you are A-okay in my book.
Excellent.
If you knew you wanted to be an accountant from the beginning, talk about how you also got involved in this field of site selection from there.
It really started with a client asking me for some assistance, helping them choose the right location. With our business, we deal with a lot of foreign investors and companies that are coming to the United States for the first time. And so this client approached us and asked if we could help them evaluate 2 possible sites. And so we got involved, and I really enjoyed what I was doing and helping the client, and it really seemed to make a difference for them. And so the rest, as they say, is history, and we've been assisting many other clients that come our way with some site selection process.
Excellent. So now that you are in this field of site selection, tell us about an inside secret that you use when you're assessing a community for a project.
Inside secret, that's a great question. So I typically like to use my accounting and tax background. I'm actually a tax accountant by day, and the site selection is a secondary service that we offer to our clients. And so I like to rely on my tax knowledge and really hone in when working with an economic developer as to what the potential income tax or property tax or sales tax aspects are for their particular jurisdiction, so that I can use that information to compare the various sites for my client. And so that's often one of the factors that we are able to provide to our clients to help them make the final decision. So going beyond the normal location and transportation utility aspects, we also dig deep into the income and property tax aspects of the decision.
Okay, good. That's great context to know about you and kind of how you're looking at this industry. So can you tell us, if you were communicating to a community with a limited budget, from your perspective, what would you say are maybe the most effective tools or resources or incentives for them to be investing in?
I think it's all about advertising. you know, not practicing on a full-time basis, my awareness of all the communities is limited. And so I always enjoy getting some information about prospective locations or various communities. And I use that information for future projects. And so I keep track in my email of the various information that economic developers send me. And hopefully at some point I can use it to assist one of my clients. So I think spending some time advertising through a unique way, you know, if they can really find something that grabs my attention. Some locations have used like specific items for recent wins in their community. And, you know, I've received various things from different types of foods to some household kitchen utensils and things like that. So various items that come across my desk, just promoting the area that the economic developer represents and showing me what types of wins they've had recently.
Yeah, so that piece of information right there has to be so encouraging to some of the economic developers listening today to know that you do appreciate their marketing efforts and that advertising can be effective. So I'm glad you brought that up. In terms of your site selection career, can you talk to us about maybe a best case example or sort of that perfect project that came together and showcased a community or state that went above and beyond?
Sure. I had a recent case where we had narrowed it down to two different economic developers and locations. And the one community, the economic developer really went out of her way to make sure that we were provided with all the information that we requested in both a timely manner and a very thorough manner. And that really helped make a good impression for my client and for me. And so it was a very pleasurable experience that we could work with this community. And that was really the turning point for my client. And they were impressed with how receptive and responsive the economic developer was. And so they ended up choosing that location because the economic developer really presented themselves very well. And my client was very happy with the outcome.
Fantastic. So let's talk about you as a leader, Jeff. How do you define success?
I think success is defined by your audience, your target audience. And as long as you're meeting or exceeding their expectations, I think that is a good sign that you are successful in your client's eyes. And so I would say that success is meeting or exceeding expectations.
Yeah, that's great. And the fact that you are on this list of the top 50 site consultants means that you are doing that. So that is great advice for our listeners. Can you tell us about a leadership lesson that you carry with you and that you might hope to pass on to others?
That's a great question as well. And one characteristic that I have is patience. So often in a management role, we're called on to assist and teach our younger staff people how to do certain things. And often it can be a frustrating process because they're unfamiliar with what needs to be done. And you as the manager are really familiar. And sometimes things don't work as well as they should. So the staff person is not as quick to pick it up and to understand what needs to be done. And so I like to think of myself as being a very patient person, and I can take the time to teach my staff people what needs to be done and not judge them on the mistakes that they make, because I understand that it's a learning process, and it wasn't that long ago that I was going through the same steps that they are right now.
Yes, patience is so important. I think that's a great thing to highlight when it comes to leadership. So we only have a few minutes left with you today, Jeff, but we want to ask this last question. If you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
One thing. I think the most important thing for the economic developers to understand is that they need to know who their audience is, and they need to do their homework ahead of time. So when we're bringing a client to meet with the economic developers, they need to understand what the primary goals of this client are so that they can tailor their information to my client and try to impress them with the information, because it's all about impressing the client and convincing them that their community is the best place for my client's business.
Fantastic. Jeff, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you today, and I know our listening audience feels the same way. Thank you for your time. Congratulations again on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.